The Truth News Network. Explaining the truth for those weaned on propaganda. From Rio Linda to Singapore, Fredericksburg to Maui. This is TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And class is now in session. Here's your professor, Dan Newman.
Your professor, Dan Newman's pretty upset today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Truth News Network. Our chapter today is one that's critical in nature, and it's very controversial, and I'm really upset about it. Now, before we get started, let me tell you, I have confidential sources for what we're about to share. Now, these are not anonymous sources. They may be and are anonymous to you, but they're confidential. They're real. This is real news we're going to talk about today, and we're discussing the Mueller probe. It was bad, folks. Really bad. Now that the dust has settled after the 2+ years of the Mueller probe into Trump campaign collusion with Russians, and of course obstruction of justice, common sense dictates an objective look back to examine the probe's function, its purpose, and objectively examine its findings. Donald Trump early on named it a witch hunt. That term angered many, and many of his followers adopted it. The Mueller findings in many ways confirmed that name was in some ways appropriate. But in the aftermath of its release and upon close examination, a witch hunt may be too nice a term for it. One more appropriate may be a hit job. What am I talking about? Turn your volume up, get rid of all distractions, and listen very closely. In the beginning, what was Mueller appointed to do? Investigate the alleged collusion between the Russians and members of the Trump campaign during and for the purpose to impact the 2016 presidential election for the benefit of Donald Trump. Remember this, Mueller signed on to the task after the FBI had been on the case for quite a while. They had investigated the Trump campaign for the same reasons. The FBI had already accumulated a plethora of evidence to which Mueller had unfettered access. In that pile of evidence from the considerable FBI interrogations and documents already compiled was the infamous Steele dossier. FBI and DOJ investigators had already been to the FISA court and had obtained surveillance authorization to surveil electronically Carter Page of the Trump campaign and those with whom he communicated. The dossier was prepared by Christopher Steele, who we now know was an FBI paid informant. All of his interview materials, documents prepared by Steele for his employer, the FBI, were there for Mueller to use. So why is this important? Well, Mueller knew from the very beginning there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. Let me repeat that. Mueller knew from the very beginning there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. Now, if he didn't know that on day one, he knew it very shortly afterwards. Think about it. A good investigator, Mueller was a god of investigators according to Democrats and career FBI employees, would upon initiation of such an investigation first peruse all the evidence available so as to intelligently initiate whatever actions he deemed necessary to achieve the goal of his investigation. Again, Mueller knew quickly there was no Russian collusion. From that then, here's the obvious question. Why did Mueller not inform the Department of Justice, the President, the FBI, or members of Congress? Some will say that Mueller obviously didn't know early on for certain there was no Russian collusion. But even if he didn't know early, in no more than a very few days, he knew. Remember the process of the Department of Justice that was proven with Senator Dianne Feinstein? The instant the FBI knew that an employee that had been in her employ for years was actually a spy for China, they immediately informed Feinstein, and that employee was terminated. But Mueller didn't know who or what was happening illegally, right? And the FISA warrant was for surveillance of Carter Page. DOJ protocol was, when an individual was being investigated by the FBI, if that person is involved in any way with a government entity, the leader of that department or government entity is immediately notified of that investigation. Why wasn't Donald Trump notified by the FBI? Then the Mueller team about the suspicions of Carter Page and the FISA authorized wiretap. Could it be the purpose of the Mueller witch hunt was to look further for dirt on the Trump campaign, or to maybe just keep the cloud of suspicion of wrongdoing over the heads of all people and all things Donald Trump? So now we're down to the rest of the story. Remember this, the FBI had just gone through the Hillary Clinton email investigation and simultaneously the investigation of the hacking of the Democrat National Committee server. Remember that? Strangely enough, no expert at the FBI was given access to the DNC server. Also strangely enough, the FBI took for granted that Russians must have been the guilty party who hacked the DNC. So how did Mueller get started with all of this stuff up in the air? Well, Mueller started with the prejudice that it was the Russians that hacked the DNC, and he deliberately excluded from evidence anything that contradicted that view. Remember this, he was hired to investigate the Russians and their role in the 2016 election. He put two and two together and assumed the DNC attack and the Russian collusion with Trump were connected. The magic word of that sentence is assumed. To that end, Mueller, as a matter of policy in his investigation, omitted key steps which any honest investigator would have undertaken. He did not commission any forensic examination of the DNC server. I'll repeat that. He did not commission any forensic examination of the DNC server. He did not interview the DOJ and National Defense IT expert for hacking, a guy named Bill Binney. He did not interview Julian Assange. Now, why Assange? Remember this, part of the cloud of allegations against the Trump gang was that they got all the dirt and Hillary bad news and emails from WikiLeaks and Assange. Mueller's failure to do any of those obvious things renders his report totally worthless in the minds of many intelligence experts in the United States. And folks, an inside bit of information for you, they're being laughed at by intelligence agencies from around the globe. Just one more important note here. It's May. It's 2.5 years after the Trump collusion investigation began. There has never been by any U.S. law enforcement or security service body a forensic examination of the DNC servers, despite the fact that the claim those servers were hacked is the very heart of this entire investigation. Instead, the security services simply accepted the quote-unquote evidence provided by the DNC's own IT security consultants. CrowdStrike is the name of their company, and that's a company which is politically aligned to the Clintons. No surprise there, I'm sure. That is precisely the equivalent of the police receiving a phone call saying this, "Hello, my husband has just been murdered. He had a knife in his back with the initials of the Russian man who lives next door engraved on it in script. I have employed a private detective who will send you photos of the body and the knife." No, that's okay. You don't need to see either of them. Two facts underline how incompetent the Mueller report and his investigation are. The first is the absolutely key word of Bill Binney. Let me tell you who Bill is. He's the former technical director of the National Security Agency, the NSA. That's the USA's $14 billion a year surveillance organization, the greatest in the world. Bill Binney is an acknowledged world leader in cyber surveillance and is far more qualified, need I say, than CrowdStrike. Bill states that the download rates for the hack given by CrowdStrike are at a speed 41 megabytes per second. That could not even nearly be attained remotely at the location of that server. Therefore, the information must have been downloaded to a local device, like a memory stick. Binney has further evidence regarding formatting, which supports this conclusion. Any real IT expert can confirm those findings. Mueller's identification of DC leaks and Guccifer 2.0, you remember those? He identified them as Russian security services, and that's something Mueller attempts to carry off by simple assertion, no factual evidence. Mueller shows DNC leaks to have been the source of other unclassified emails sent to WikiLeaks that had been obtained under a Freedom of Information FOIA request. And then Mueller simply assumes, with no proof, no evidence, the same route was used again for the leaked DNC material. His identification of the Guccifer 2.0 persona with Russian agents is so flimsy, it's actually laughable. Nor is there any evidence of the specific transfer of the leaked DNC emails from Guccifer 2.0 to WikiLeaks. Binney asserts that had this happened, the IT packets containing the information would have been instantly identifiable to the NSA. And it wasn't identifiable to the NSA. So, guess what? It didn't happen. Bill Binney is not a deplorable. He's not a Trumpster. He is the former technical director of the NSA. Mike Pompeo met him to hear his expertise on precisely this matter. You know who Mike Pompeo is, former director of the CIA and now Secretary of State under President Trump. Binney offered to give evidence to Mueller. Yet did Mueller call him as a witness? Nope. Binney's voice is entirely unheard in the report. Mueller's refusal to call Binney and consider his evidence was not the action of an honest man on an honest quest for honest results. The second vital piece of evidence we have is from WikiLeaks' Vault 7 release of CIA material, in which the CIA themselves outline their capacity to false flag hacks, leaving behind misdirecting clues, including scraps of key foreign material. This is precisely what CrowdStrike claims to have found in the Russian hacking operation. So here we have Mueller. He's omitting the key steps of independent forensic examination of the DNC servers and hearing Bill Binney's evidence. Yet, this certainly wasn't for lack of time. He had lots of time. While deliberately not taking any steps to get evidence that might disprove the Russian hacking story, Mueller had plenty of time and energy to waste in wild goose chases after non-existent links between WikiLeaks and the Trump campaign, including the fiasco of interviewing Roger Stone and Randy Credico. Mueller's failure to examine the servers or take Binney's evidence pales when compared to his attack on Julian Assange. Listen to this, folks. Based on no conclusive evidence, Mueller accused Assange of receiving the emails from Russia. No proof. No evidence. Most importantly, he did not give Assange any opportunity to answer his accusations. For somebody with Mueller's background in law enforcement, declaring somebody in effect guilty without giving them any opportunity to tell their side of the story and not having any evidence to confirm your suspicions, no evidence at all, it's plain proof of malice and a predetermination of the results. That is horrible police work. Unbelievably, for example, the Mueller report quotes a media report of Assange stating he had physical proof the material did not come from Russia. But Mueller simply dismissed this without having made any attempt at all to ask Assange himself. He never got him on the phone. He could have easily flown to London, went to the Ecuadorian embassy, and met with Assange. He chose not to do it. Mueller, if honest, should have certainly gone to London. Not doing so exposed Mueller's investigation's prejudgment. It's also cowardly, as Julian was and is held in silence, given no opportunity to defend himself. Assange has repeatedly declared the material did not come from the Russian state or from any other state, for that matter. He was very willing to give evidence to Mueller, which could have been done by video link, by interview in the embassy, or by written communication. But as with Binney, and as with the DNC server, the entirely corrupt Mueller was unwilling to accept any evidence which might contradict his predetermined narrative. Is all of this shocking you? You know, it took some time for us to piece it together, and as it came together, piece at a time. I gotta be honest with you. It shocked me. I'm not really deep. I'm not really connected to any place or anybody in the U.S. government. But I was able to find all of this information. And Mueller wasn't? Come on. I may have been born at night, but not last night. In just 1 minute, we're going to put all these pieces together and tell you what the jigsaw puzzle is really about. Sit tight. You're going to like this. Just ahead at Truth News Network.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.
We may not be able to lower the cost of gas, but we can do something about how many miles you will drive per gallon. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and let us help you increase the performance of your car or truck. Simple things like replacing your air filter, changing worn-out spark plugs, and using fuel injector cleaner can add up to better fuel economy and big savings. There's an O'Reilly Auto Parts store close to you that has the name brands, low prices, and people who can help.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two and get one free. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner quickly cleans clogged injectors to increase fuel efficiency and help your vehicle run smooth. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly, oh, 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 O'Reilly, Auto Parts.
Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media?
Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
And yes, we're on a quest to together get the truth of the Mueller report. Let me ask you this. How could such an experienced, well-respected career investigator take 2 years, 20 professional federal prosecutors, millions of pieces of evidence, and spend $30 million doing so, and not find wrongdoing by those investigated if there was wrongdoing going on in the first place? If there really was Russian hacking of the Clinton email server and the DNC's server, how could this reputable investigator not examine either server, nor have any IT expert examine them, and just take for granted what he was told about Russian hacking was true? It makes no logical sense. But what really smells is the fact that after all this work, all this investigating, spending all this money, Mueller did not find evidence of collusion and did not find evidence to justify any charges of obstruction of justice either. But he did feel compelled to give 248 pages of doubts of his own conclusions or non-conclusions. Why would any prosecutor do so? After all, prosecutors are not charged under any federal laws or any state laws for that matter to investigate the accused in an effort to prove they are not guilty of a crime. That sounds like something that goes on in a third world country, you know, kind of over in Europe, back behind the Iron Curtain. They begin investigations starting from a crime was committed. That's what the Constitution tells us. Presumption of innocence and innocent until proven guilty. The investigation is to find evidence that proves who committed the crime. That's not what Mueller did. His perspective apparently was that a crime was alleged, and even with no evidence that a crime was committed, he launched a 2-year fiasco that began with no crime and no evidence of a crime. But he had an alleged criminal offender, Donald Trump. The only logical conclusion one can draw for those 248 pages of the Mueller report that followed the Mueller conclusion that there was no collusion and no obstruction of justice is this. Either Mueller was on a mission to take whatever actions were necessary to discredit the presidency of Donald Trump, or Mueller was paying Mr. Trump back for not hiring him as FBI director to replace James Comey, who the president had just fired, or Mueller was using this sham investigation to avenge the firing of his close friend and buddy, James Comey. One or all of these three must be the explanation for the findings, or lack of findings, detailed in the Mueller report. One final thought. if the process of the Mueller investigation really was an honest effort, using honest and thorough investigative procedures, processes, and methods, and if the crew of attorneys Mueller collected for his team were really the best of the U.S. federal prosecutors out there, then the United States Department of Justice and the entire intelligence group of agencies are in really sad shape. Bless their hearts. That's a wrap on this one. And there was a lot of meat in this one. Far more meat than you're going to see or hear or read in the full Mueller report. And that's a shame. Thanks for joining us here today. As I told you, lots of stuff going on, lots to bring to you, and there's more ahead. Make sure you get back here. Every day we're bringing you the goods, the truth, at the Truth News Network. Until we meet again, so long, everybody. Have a great day.
From McAllen, Texas to Berlin, Germany, the universal language is truth on TNN,
the Truth News Network.